Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. The tax deadline is approaching. Take a small action for your future and talk to your financial broker about a Zurich pension.
Now, as the flow of unwanted dogs to animal shelters shows no sign of slowing down, the charity, the ISPCA, has revealed that it's spending close to €500,000 annually on hiring private kennels to board abandoned and abused dogs. At the same time, the number of people rehoming dogs from shelters has declined in the past year. A recent survey conducted revealed that many people fear that a rescue dog will have more behavioural problems. Well, Drive Time's reporter Suzanne Campbell visited the ISPCA's animal shelter near Rathdrum and Wicklow to see the issues they're dealing with, while also appealing to the public to rehome more dogs.
So there's 12 dogs that live in this building currently.
Oh, these are beautiful.
Aren't they
gorgeous? They're kind of whippet greyhounds,
yes,
aren't they?
Yes, they're whippets, yeah. They're brothers, a year old. They cuddle up together in their bed, love their cosy bed.
I'm with Linda Byrne at the ISPCA's Animal Rescue Centre in Wicklow. They are currently at capacity with 48 dogs looking for homes. Not only is the amount of abandoned dogs increasing, but the number of people coming to their centre to adopt dogs is falling off.
At the beginning of this year, when it hit maybe April time, you could see it really go down. The amount of dogs out there that are looking for space at the moment is just not something we can reach on every time. Mm-hmm. And so sometimes we have to delay things. It's not that we always have space. In fact, if anything, we don't always have space on a given day.
And people adopting, like you, what you really want is people to take a dog because, as you say, it frees up another space for a dog to come into a rescue centre.
Oh, we do, absolutely. And I know people might think if they take on a dog, oh, I might be faced with things that I'm not able to cope with. But we're all here to help. We can reach out to other people who are like dog trainers, dog behaviourists, and we can put them in contact with each other.
Increasing the number of adoptions from rescue centres is key, not just in Wicklow, but across the four animal shelters operated by the ISPCA, the others being in Donegal, Longford and Mallow. Dr. Cyril Sullivan, ISPCA.
Towards the end of 2022 and into 2023, our inspectors noticed a very significant increase in the number of dogs in particular that they were rescuing. The numbers increased to the point where we rescued 680 dogs in 2022, and we have over 720 rescued up to the end of August of this year. All our four centres across Ireland were full very quickly. We've had to arrange for private kennels, which we've had to pay for over and above our budget amounts for the year.
How much is the total of that cost and how are you meeting that cost?
Obviously, if you take the numbers, we have on average about 100 dogs over and above our own capacity every night. We've negotiated rates for private kennels at an average of around 10 to 11 euro per night per dog. That's €1,000 per night that we have to pay. So that translates into 365 days in the year, 365,000. And on top of that, we have our veterinary costs, which we have to cover. So we're staring a deficit we hadn't budgeted for of €500,000. So the funding for that was our national appeal. And people have been very, very, very generous.
The ISPCA is already investing in building capacity at their own four shelters and believes that at the root of the problem is overproduction of dogs by puppy farms.
Over COVID, a very significant increase in the demand for dogs. The number of breeders expanded, but unfortunately it was an artificial market. The market only had a very short period to operate because everybody went back to work in 2022. So we believe the core issue for us that we've experienced in terms of the unprecedented number of dogs centered around these breeders, some legal, some illegal. So we've put a policy paper that we've shared with the departments around the Dog Breeder Establishment Act, which really governs breeding establishments. And the implementation and the enforcement of that would help animal welfare, particularly dog welfare in Ireland.
This is Trish.
Oh, no.
And Trish, as you can see, is a mixed breed, really friendly.
The ISPCA commissioned research on dog ownership in Ireland with Mars and Amoroc. 50% of us own one dog or more. A third came through family or friends. A third are adopted from shelters. And another third, roughly, are bought from breeders or puppy farms. But the research revealed that one barrier to adopting dogs from shelters included fears about animals' behaviour if they were rescue dogs.
I think the research for us highlighted the concerns, and perfectly plausible. It's a case that if you take on a rescue dog, it's coming from a rescue situation, so therefore it has been traumatised, you know, because we had to rescue it. But for us, they are myths. It's a case that what's happening is that any dog we take in get the best of veterinary care. Our animal care people within our centres spend a lot of time and effort bringing those animals back to full happiness, not only healthiness. And therefore, when somebody adopts, they're getting a dog with a heavy investment in terms of its treatment, which reduces the cost to the owner in terms of, you know, the vaccinations and the various neutering, whatever, which the ISPCA will cover. So therefore, for us, we believe it is a myth. And we also put a lot of time and effort into matching the family to the dog or the dog to the family. And we do home checks, etc., all of which we rescue the animal. We're going to make sure that it goes to a good home.
If people are considering adopting a dog from an ISPCA shelter, fostering one is another option to think about.
If they foster, it means then that they can take it for a month, they can take the dog for 2 months. And the benefit there is they get to experience what it is to have it on a day-to-day basis. And their experience is, if somebody does that, it generally turns into a full adoption. However, you know, circumstances can be difficult. So there can be change of housing, can be change of jobs. And therefore, you know, we take the animal back. It's a benefit. The fostering is still a significant benefit to us and to the animal, because no matter how good our kennels are, a loving home is where a pet is meant to be.
It's such a positive thing to do. You're still in desperate need, I suppose, now more than ever, for people to adopt dogs.
We are, absolutely. And to really consider, if you're looking for a dog, adopt. Even if it's a puppy, we still struggle to find homes for them.
Right.
So really think about, you know, what's the right dog for you, your family unit. If you have smaller children, or if you're an adult only home of an older generation, finding the right dog for you, it's really important to us, mm-hmm. because we want to see them in their forever home and settled and happy and content.
And that was Suzanne Campbell, who visited the ISPCA's animal shelter near Rathdrum in County Wicklow.